It's 98.9 WCLZ. It's about the music until it isn't. And right now it's about climate and energy and getting into very, very, very cold water. I want to welcome Jack Shapiro. Shapiro, am I pronouncing that correctly?
Absolutely. You nailed it.
Jack from National start over again. Had it. Lost it. It's 98.9 WCLZ. It's all about the music. Until it isn't. From the Natural Resources Council of Maine, I want to welcome Jack Shapiro into our studios because we've got a dip and dash to do tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So have you jumped in the water of Casco Bay on a December morning before?
Yes. This is my fourth dip and dash, and I've been in the water each time.
Tell the folks what your actual title or what your role is with NRCM.
Yeah. So I'm the Climate and Clean Energy Program Director at the Natural Resources Council of Maine.
So cool.
Yeah, we're NRCM, for those who don't know, we're one of Maine's oldest and largest environmental groups. And we have a number of programs, you know, fulfilling our long-term mission to protect and conserve Maine's environment. And right now in 2024, heading into 2025, you know, we can't really do that without addressing climate change. And so we work on climate policy, reducing emissions, clean energy policy, and speeding up the adoption of all kinds of clean energy technologies, from EVs to heat pumps to more sources of clean energy here in Maine.
That speeding up thing actually really interests me because it does feel like it's common sense, but it feels like it is taking a long time. Is that because of the expense, or why aren't we switching our energy sources faster?
Well, you know, climate change is a difficult issue to tackle because it affects so many different parts of our lives. I mean, obviously, we're seeing the impacts of climate change now. I mean, we're just about a year from some of the really serious storm damage that we saw in the
sure.
mountains with flooding December. And then, you know, right here on our coast. At Willard Beach included, where we're going to be tomorrow. But we need to be moving away from using fossil fuels, which is the primary cause of climate change. But that has to take place in all different parts of our lives, from how we heat our homes to how we fuel our vehicles to where the electricity comes from when we turn on our lights or our toaster. And so it's a big job, and it's going to take a while, but that's why we're working on it day in and day out all year round.
Well, what we love about it, because we're serious about this, but you can't be serious all the time. I love the fact that the NRCM does the dip and dash because it takes something that is challenging and makes it a lot more accessible and a lot more fun.
Yeah. And, you know, this is the 17th dip and dash. It started out real small and took a little virtual hiatus during the pandemic, where people were sending in videos and all kinds of things like that. But we just have a really great time down at Southern Maine Community College in South Portland. It's a 5K. Some people walk, some people run. My 6-year-old ran it last year, so it's
nice.
So it's not intimidating.
Nice.
And then
a 6-year-old.
And then we're going to see whether my 4-year-old rides in the stroller this time or walks or what. But then people gather down on the beach and go in the water, and it's just it's a great way to kick off your New Year's Eve. You know, get your steps in before the New Year's Eve party and before kicking off the new year.
CLZ will be there. I will be there tomorrow. This is the dip and dash for NRCM. I'm going to play a song and come right back with Jack Shapiro from NRCM. This is WCLZ.